o'clock, and we talk about Zimbabwe's money. Zimbabwe has a painful relationship with money. At the height of hyperinflation in 2008, Zimbabwe's billion and even trillion dollar banknotes could barely buy toilet paper because of various issues around economic, political instability, monetary recklessness, corruption. It crushed the confidence of the Zimbabwean dollar. And so now Zimbabwe has set its sights on a new start with a unit called the ZiG. It's short for the Zimbabwean gold. And the new ZiG is backed by some $185 billion worth of gold and other reserves. To tell us a little bit more is economist and former advisor to the Zimbabwe Reserve Bank, also former MP in the Zimbabwean Parliament, Eddie Cross. Good morning, Eddie. Hope you're well.
I am fine, thanks. Yes, sir.
Give us some of the political fallout or response to the announcement this month of Zimbabwe changing its local unit of exchange, the ZiG. What has been some of the political responses from this?
Well, it's quite difficult to measure a political response because I think people are still waiting and seeing, just what the new currency means. You know, we've been through this roller coaster so often in the past 10 years that Zimbabweans are, let's say, skeptical. They certainly don't have any confidence whatsoever in the authorities. And so they adopt a wait and see position. The situation a week ago was that we had a currency here called the electronic dollar. The Zimbabwe dollar was basically an electronic form of exchange, and it was depreciating at a very rapid rate. It had reached 45,000 to 1, and it was depreciating at $5,000 a day. In other words, it was basically dead. And the new governor of the Reserve Bank took over the bank on the first of the month, and this was his first effort to try and restore some sanity to the monetary policies that have prevailed prior to this. The reason for the very rapid depreciation in the RTGS dollar was simply printing money recklessly, same as 2008. And I would hope that the new governor, who's a very experienced banker, been running his own bank for 21 years, has a solid reputation, that he knows what to do and how to do it. But politically, I'm afraid he faces an uphill battle trying to win the confidence of the Zimbabwe population.
A single ZiG worth around 7 US cents, the same price of a milligram of gold. This particular currency, backed by Zimbabwe's fairly large reserves of gold and other resources, Eddie?
No, that's not strictly true. We have very limited gold reserves, a mere 2.5 tons, I understand. And that's a totally inadequate financial base to form a real underpinning of this currency. They have a few hundred US dollars, which is more significant. And he's talking about backing it with the resource base of Zimbabwe, which is quite considerable. I mean, our resource exports run to about $6 billion a year. So, you know, that's very substantial. But they're not resources controlled by government or the Reserve Bank. They're controlled by private companies. And all that the Reserve Bank gets is a small portion of that. But I think he's adopted quite an intelligent approach to the situation. He's only issued a very small quantity of ZiG, and he's only aiming at controlling about 10% of the local market. The rest of the market will be supplied with US dollars, which will be the majority means of exchange in the marketplace. So there's no real change from the RTGS dollar, which was in a similar position. But he's going to try and hold the value. And the only way he can do that is by making it convertible. But also, he's floated the dollar. There is no longer any restriction on the movement of the local currency against the US dollar. And this is going to be interesting to watch because I think he has the capacity to make this new currency convertible. And if he can, the moment he starts changing ZiG into US dollars at their full market price, then I think people will sit up and take note. But really, we're not there yet. That is not happening. And in the parallel market, which is a euphemism for the informal market for currency here, the ZiG is already trading at nearly half its value and 22 to 1. And that really is the acid test. Watch the market. The market knows what it's doing, and you can't fool the market. So you can't play games by calling it ZiG gold, Zimbabwe gold. I mean, that's just nonsense.
Eddie, here in Cape Town, I'm largely talking to Zimbabweans who live here in Cape Town and send remittance back to Zimbabwe. What is the impact of remittance money sent back home to Zimbabwe, and with this introduction of the new ZiG, will it have any impact on the cash that is sent home from people living and working here in Cape Town in South Africa back to family back home?
No, there's no compulsory conversion of incoming foreign currency into local currency. That's not the case in South Africa or in Zambia or Mozambique or other neighboring countries. You can still receive, and you can still receive US dollars by money transfer agencies without limit. And remittances, in my view, are one of our major sources of foreign exchange. I don't know where we would be without them. And I think many countries in Africa, 50% of the GDP of the Horn of Africa, that's Sudan, Somalia, Ethiopia, and so on, is remittances. Remittances to India run to nearly $100 billion a year. It's one of their biggest single sources of foreign exchange. And we have about 5 million adult Zimbabweans living abroad, the majority in South Africa. And remittances make a huge difference to our economy. There's many people here depend on them for basic needs. And also there's a building boom going on here, which we've never seen before. And that's entirely, almost entirely financed by remittances. People are building houses on a massive scale. And so remittances are very important. And at the moment, they are simply permitted to continue as is.
Eddie Cross, really appreciate your time. Former MP, economist, and former advisor to the Zimbabwean Reserve Bank. Thanks so much for your time.